Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week, we continue in the Gospel of Luke, and we're going to be looking at Luke 9, 51 to 62, where we see that we are called to model our life on the costly of obedience that Jesus showed to his Father. And today, we see how Jesus is the perfect example of costly obedience. Let's read from Luke 9, 51. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Today's lesson: Jesus knows the cost of following God as he went to the cross, and he both sets us the example and will give us the grace to imitate him in costly obedience. The worth of something should be reflected in its cost, or what we are willing to pay for it. Costly things should cost more. Worthy things should have a higher price tag. For those we love, for example, we should be, and I hope we would be, willing to give anything for their well-being. However, too often, we sacrifice, don't we, things of true worth, like friends, family, people, and we sacrifice them for other lesser important things. We often pay too high a price for shiny things with expensive branding that are not worth much at all. We waste our time on things that are of no real worth at all. The gospel is about Jesus paying the cost for our salvation. He suffered and became sin so that we can be redeemed to God. Our lives were so valuable to him that he carried the cross for us. Today's text speaks of Jesus' commitment to paying that price as he resolutely set out for Jerusalem. As we read the Gospels and here in Luke, we see that Jesus knew that his destiny was to die in Jerusalem and then be raised to life. Luke expressly tells us, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, which is about his planned death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven. Unlike any of us, he knew the time and circumstances of his death. Earlier in this chapter, we read of the prophesied nature of his death in Luke 9:22. And he said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, the teachers of the law. He must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." In Luke 9:44, he says, "Listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men." And now in Luke 9:51, we see that he's resolutely committed to fulfilling God's will that he die in Jerusalem. I hope we can see that Jesus' death was according to God's plan, as it's prophesied and foreshadowed in so many ways in the Old Testament. Jesus chose to die for us. He gave his life as a ransom to redeem us. Jesus is not a martyr, he's the Savior. His death was God's plan for salvation. There was no other way for us to be reconciled to a holy God. He chose to carry the cross for us. Earlier in the chapter, we read about how we are to carry our cross in Luke 9:23-24. Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it." I hope we can see that when Jesus asks us to pick up our cross and follow him, this is something that he has done in a much more painful way than any of us. Our costly obedience is an imitation of Christ, who has set us the perfect example of costly obedience. And the promise is that as we respond in obedience to carry our cross, he will give us the grace. He will give us the strength. He will give us of his Spirit to be able to imitate him. So in response, Jesus knows the cost of following God as he went to the cross, and he both sets us the example and will give us the grace to imitate him in costly obedience. Through the rest of this section and this week's devotionals, we'll see the different ways that carrying the cross will impact our lives. But in essence, are you willing to lose your life, your will, in order to do God's will? Will you die to self and live for God? So many of us treat Christianity in a light-hearted fashion. Today, let's see that Jesus is calling us to imitate him and carry the cross, knowing that this is the path to life. God bless you.